rugby's CNews. Today's subject is the current Rugby World Cup. We are going to give you some information about this cup. Who are the teams? Who won? The one who obviously lost. The cities where the matches take place. And today, the 28th of October, Ilona, a member of our crew, is in Paris in order to watch the World Cup final between South America's rugby team and New Zealand's rugby team. Before this, I am going to let Eloise explain how the cup went so far.
Thanks. So, as you probably know, this year, France is the country in which the Rugby World Cup will take place. This is fantastic for those who like rugby, since the matches take place in Paris, Marseille or Lille, for example. But the most interesting cities are Lille, Marseille and Lyon, because these are the cities where France played. Even though it is a great and big event, there were some controversies during the competition.
Yes, I heard about it. It was about arbitration during the match of France against South America. It was considered as wrong arbitration. Some forward passes were not recorded during the game. Some people thought that France was supposed to win, but as you know, the referee is always right.
Unfortunately for him, France's supporters were so mad that they started to cyberbully the referee on social media. It's terrible for him.
Yes, this is so sad for him. People should be more caring. But the worst even has the accident of Antoine Dupont, the captain of the French team. He was hurt during the match against Namibia. It was spectacular and very violent. He had a jaw fracture, underwent an operation. His team and the whole country was very concerned about his health, but luckily he was cured just before the match against South America.
This competition is full of emotion. I wonder what is happening for the players.
Well, we have the opportunity to meet the captain of the All Blacks, Sam Kane, thanks to our journalists. Ilona, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you, Lou. Hi, Sam Kane. Nice to meet you. It is a pleasure to be here with you today during this Rugby World Cup final.
Hello, nice to meet you too.
I have some questions to ask you. How did you prepare physically for this match?
Before a match, we practice a lot and we work out. We also have physical therapists that help us.
Your team has reached the final and you're considered the best. Are you afraid of your opponents?
A bit, but I know that both teams have a similar level and we'll give our best.
Okay, what emotions do you feel when you do your famous letter dance?
When I dance, I feel pride because our ancestors did the same against their enemies. And being able to dance like them in a different situation, but the purpose is the same. We show our strength and it can be intimidating for our adversaries, but our fans love this dance. So we can say that it's a moment in which we are the closest to them.
What does winning this final mean to you?
It would be great because we would show the world that we are still the best.
What does playing this final in France mean to you?
Well, France has always been a tough adversary for us, and playing in their country is awesome and intimidating.
What memories will you have of your stay in Europe, especially France?
Well, I can say the whole tournament will be part of my memories. There is also all the tourism we did in our free time, which was very short, but we still managed to see a lot of things, and France is such a beautiful country. So I will always remember it.
It is true. France is a beautiful country. Is your family in the crowd today?
Yes, they are here for the finals to cheer for me and my team. So I want to win this final for them, to make them proud.
As a captain of the All Blacks, what do you want to pass on to your team on the day of the final?
I want them to play as they always did. That is to say, play fair and respectfully, but with passion and the desire to be the best.
What do you eat before the match?
Before the match, we try to eat light, but enough to have energy for the match. My diet changed a bit because we don't find all the products that we usually find in New Zealand, so I had to adapt.
That's understandable. Do you like French cuisine?
Yes, France has such a good gastronomy. I ate some of the most popular French dishes, like bœuf bourguignon or ratatouille. It tastes so good.
I know, it is. All of the cities you've been to, is there one you particularly liked?
No, they were all beautiful and unique, so I can't really choose my favorite city.
How do you feel about the fact that you got a red card?
It It was a hard blow for me. I made an error and I got punished, but I feel like I could have avoided it. And especially in final, it shouldn't have happened, but we can't control anything.
I am so sorry for you. You played a great match, even if you lost the match. It was unbelievable. The final was an amazing match to watch. I can assure you this. Is there anything you want to say, anything you want to add?
I'm disappointed because we were so close to winning, but what is done and we won't win next time.
Well, thanks for taking the time to answer our question. Now it is the time to go back to the television set with Eloise and Lou.
What an interesting interview. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you.